Okay, we're continuing this very difficult territory now. We're in Perek Nun Aleph, page Tav Shin Nun Beis. We're talking about the analogy of the human being and God's relationship to the world. And we said that the human being has a soul that's everywhere in the body. However, the place where the root of the way that the soul affects the body, the beginning of that root is in the brain. And then that pushes forward to the different organs, and they get as what they need from the brain. Similarly, when we're dealing with the world, you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu who is everywhere, and then you got the place where Hashem really feeds the energy into the world. So we're in the middle of that concept. Now, it's interesting, when we begin Nun Beis, in the commentary will kind of rehash and review it again for us. So, but let's just continue where we're at. So we talked about that that the Hashem's energy comes even into the higher worlds and into the lower worlds, and it comes with different types of garments or filters would be a better word, and they're not, some can receive more of the light, some receive less of the light. So he says, regarding the, let's say, how much light gets into the lower world down here, even to, let's say, the inanimate objects, and that's where he's picking up right now, six lines from the top. And this light from Hashem is able to give existence and life and light, asher mamshich, that extends, umeir lo, or, and lights into it, illuminates a light into it, hamalubish, that is filtered, umechusa, and concealed, umustor, also covered, v'soch halavushim, within harabim v'atzumim, these many powerful filters, umalimim umastirim ha'or v'achius, and they cover up and conceal the light of that life, ad she'enira v'nigla shum or v'achius, until you mamish don't see, or it's revealed, any light or any life. What do you see? Rak dvarim choimrim v'gashmim. You just see physical things. Venirim mesim look like they're dead, like a rock. A rock looks like it's dead. Only because of all the filters of the light. Ach besochem, but you got to know, inside that rock, yesh or v'chius, there's light and life. Umahava osam, and gives them existence, me'ayin liyesh, from nothing to something, tumid, constantly. So Yachsu, so that rock will not go back, Leos, Ayin, Va'efes, Kishahoyu, to become nothing as it was before the light came into it. As the light from Hashem came into that reality, created the rock. And that light is still in the rock, says the commentary. Bria Yesh, Mayayin, Hudavar, Tamidi, creation, something from nothing, ex nihilo, is a constant. Einzeh, it's not like Shekadosh Baruch Hu Bara Pamachas Yesh Mayayin. Hashem created something from nothing. Umiyaz Hey Mitzius Mayas. Now they are their own reality. No, El Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mahava Mechay Yosom Mayayin Liyesh Kol Rega. Hashem maintains and gives life to them constantly, every moment, from nothing to something. V'imhoisa Hachias Halokias Mistalekas Mem L'Rega, and if that divine life force would separate from them for a moment, Hayunasim Ayin Vefes, they become nothing. K'mo Shir Kodem Sheishim Ebreis, before it was the sixth day of creations, like it was nothing before. V'nimtsa Shesesh Em Nirim Mesim, so why do they look like they're dead? Hareza Rak Shnirim, it only looks that way. Really, they got life. Elashechus with his life, he betachlis haesser with the ultimate of concealment because of all the filters that have been placed on. The orze and that light, where did it come from? Who may ain't sof baruch hu, comes from the never-ending light of Hashem. Rak nishlabesh bilvushim rabim, but it is enclosed in many filters. Commentary. This light that gives life to all the grossly physical things, it still is who may ain sof baruch hu. It comes from the infinite light of Hashem. However, lo shebe etzem hu madrega namocha shel or, not that it essentially is a lower level of light that's in the rock. Shekol inyano livro dvarim gashim esim, that its whole aspect is to create physical things that are dead. No. Elo or Zehume and so forth. That light is the infinite light. It isn't any less light. The light is the same light. Rakshmi Shlavish Vilvushim Rabin, but it's enclosed in many filters. Hamalima Mastiris or that conceal the light. So light only appears to manifest, expresses itself only in a result of a creature or an item that is extremely physical, that doesn't appear to be alive. So it's not that there's less light in the rock. There's the same amount of light, but it's filtered and you don't see it. That's what's more hiddenness, as it were.
Isn't it a lower level existence?
Its existence is lower, but it's only because less is revealed of the light. That's all. It's not that
you've made. No, what's in it, it's what's coming out of it.
It's what's revealed. It's what revealed. Viraya, lady and said, another commentator says, in a proof to this, Sha'or Shaboilam Hazel, whom he ain't so far, that the light comes from the infinite light, he brings now from the mystical teachings. Kamosha Kosabes Achaim, as it's found in the Eitz Chaim. Sha'or Vechius Kader Ho'oritz HaChomer. When we talk about the light and the life that is in the physical globe, when we mean the physical globe, we mean the rock part. Not the plants, not the human beings, the rock, the essence, the rock of the globe. Hanir Lene Boser, that you see to physical eyes, the truth of the matter is, where is that coming from mystically? Whom? Mimalchus de Malchus de Asiya. It's from the sphere of Malchus in the realm of Asira. So this means rock bottom. Because of the four worlds, Asiya is the lowest world. Of the spheros, Malchus is the lowest sphere, and within the spheres, there's spheres. So it's Malchus of Malchus, which is the lowest of all the spheres. Asiya is the lowest of all the worlds. But still at all, what feeds into that? What is it connected to? Ubesoch, and within that is Malchus Yetzira, is Malchus of the world above that of Yetzira. And within that is Malchus of Bria. And within that is Achibesoch, until within all of them is the Yud Spheres Tatsilus. Until you have the 10 spheres of Atsilus, which is the highest world. Hamiyuchadis b'matzilin, that's totally unified to the one who has the emanator of Ein Sof Baruch Hu, of the infinite life. So that's what he's saying. We're referring. So that's what the Eitz Chaim is saying, that even in the lowest level of the world, incorporated within that is the highest light that comes from the highest place. Okay, let's continue the commentary. Hachius shel kader oritz, the life of the globe, whom in malchus to malchus dasia, from the malchus to malchus dasia, malchus dasia, what is that? Hu asfira tachtona beyoser be'olam asiya, it's the lowest sphere in the world of asiya. Hu malchus dasia, and the malchus asiya, asma klula mikol es spheros, it's incorporated in all 10 spheros, shach tachtona shebehen hu malchus, the lowest is malchus. Okay, Malchus to Malchus to Sia, therefore that level, it's the lowest of all the spheres of this lower world that's here in the world of Asiya. Ach, afalpi, even though, Shechius omazeh, whom Malchus to Malchus, even though the life force in this world is from this low level energy, he nesavu, that's only what's revealed. I will this, but the inner content of it, Malubish Besocha Bechinus Malchus Yetzirah, is enclosed with there in that Malchus of the world of Yetzirah. Uva Malchus the Yetzirah, Malubish Malchus the Bria, as we said before. And in the Malchus of Yetzirah, the Malchus of Bria. Uva Socha Malchus Atzilus, and that the Malchus of Atzilus. Veneza comes out, Shebesocha Sphere Shebasia, within the sphere of Asiya, Malubishus, he spheres that seals. You have the sphere of Atzilus filtered. Shaleim Nemar, and what does it say about the Malchus of Atzilus, the world of Atzilus? Iu v'garmei uchad. He and it is him and him alone. Has spheres that seals. The spheres in the world of Atzilus are unique. They're miyuchadis b'matzil. They're uniquely connected to the emanator. Not their mamash it. Shechius ol mazeh, whom he answered Baruch. So it comes out, the nimtza comes out that the life in this world, the life force comes from the infinite light all the way to the top. El shazel de ribu levushim, in many filters. Therefore, it flows out of here, a very physical, dead-like planet. That ends that chapter. We now begin the second last chapter, Nun Beis. What he's going to first do is give us a little review of everything we've covered in the last chapter as we move on to the next point. And it's going to get harder. And I'm going to tell you, like, I'm not going to say it's going to get harder before it gets easier. It gets harder as it ends hard.
It gets even more hard.
Well, there's only a few pages left. I mean, like, really, we're down to 24 of these pages. So, but there's no more time. Yeah, maybe not. Yeah. All right, but it's hard. Okay. Nun Beis. But Perek HaKodem, this is the commentary now. In the earlier chapter, Hey Rabbeinu Mashal Menishma Sodom, the Rebbe gives an analogy of the soul of the human being. There's three levels. Okay. And he's starting in the backwards order. Not from the core to where it goes, but from where it goes to the core. Number one, Aleph, Hachius, the life force, Hamispashetes Beguf Behischalkus, that emanates to the body in a way that it's divided up. This is going backwards. In other words, after the brain takes whatever power it needs, the remaining power spreads from the brain to the rest of the power in different measures. Okay, that's the end. We're going from backwards. Beis, etzem achias. What about the essential life force? Shememenu mispash et achias. From there, the life spreads to the body parts. Sham yesh kfar is kol chiluke achias el Hashem behelam. It has all the parts of life, but they are concealed. This is the part that refers to the brain. In the brain, many specific powers are to emerge from that soul's latent potential that will later enter and energize all the limbs that are there. That's the second level. Oh, it's not out yet. Gimel, now we're coming to the core, coming to the soul's non-composite core, the core that can't be divided up. Mahus va'atzmus ha'neshama, the essence of the soul. You can't even say that's the beginning of the spreading out to the body. In other words, it's the core of the neshama without any specific powers. It transcends any interaction with the body at this point. But that's the core neshama, which really, it's everywhere, but nowhere in specific. Then the set going backwards, then the life force that can potentially be released, that's divided into different powers, that's where the brain is, and then finally when it comes from the brain and it goes into the body. Okay. Vinny's Baron, we explained. Kimaus va'atzmus ha'neshama, that last thing we explained, the essence and the core of the neshama, hibachol gavusha, that's in the entire body equally. Ma'ashenken ha'madrega beis, that second level, Shu ha'etzem shel ha'inyanim ha'ispashiku, we're going to the essence of what will powers will separate differently. Hashrasa, the resting place, u'bamach shabros, that's in the brains. Misham ispashiku, from there goes the entire body. So there's the three parts. You have the one end, the soul, the core of the soul that's not divisible or anything, that's somehow encapsulates the entire body. However that works. Then how it will specifically affect the body, the potentials of all that, and the different potentials, they are sitting, as it were, in the brain, still in potential, right? And then it goes out of the brain in a specific way, giving specific energy and life force to specific body parts. Now we come to the reality of the world. Also has three levels. And in the previous chapter, the Rebbe didn't explain all three. Bir Rabbeinu, as Hamadrei Gimel, the third level, the essence, Shemaus va'atzmus ein sof baruch hu malach ol eretz kvado, the essence of Hashem's glory fills the whole world. B'li chiluk bein elyon l'tachon, it doesn't make a difference between higher or lower worlds. It's all there. Right? And then So now, and he explained sort of that first level of that they hit every part of the world differently. But now, explain that second level, that middle ground that compares to what's going on in the brain. Etzemachias, the essential life force, shemenu hispashus achias palam, and from there it spreads and gives life to the world. Shushera, so what did we say by the body? It rests bebechinas hamoichin chabad, it's in the brains of chachma bina das. Zel in ashros hashchino beis kochkam, that's going to be the ashros hashchino, where's the brains of the universe? In the holiest of holies. Holiest of holies is the brains. Whatever is the brains to the body, the analogy is the Kodesh Kodashim, and that's where all those powers are potentially there, right? They already are divided, but they're concealed. Again, just like in the brain. I know you got a brain in there, I can't see any of it. And I know it's going to be all different impulses, I think that's the right word, coming out of the brain, I can't see it. How do I know that they're there? Because when your hand's moving, I can see that that's because of the impulse, a unique impulse that came to your hand. It's not like the same impulse that's coming into your ears. So that's the same thing. We will say that the Kodesh Kodashim is the source of the impulses that provide life to the world. That's what it is. Okay, now, the fun begins.
I suppose that's regardless of whether it's in existence or not. I mean, physically visible.
Well, there's the Kodesh Kodashim above. This is one below. This is the one below. Parallel. We'll see. Ukemal. That's going to ultimately be the Shechina. We'll see. Ukemosha benishmas. Now we're in the Tanya's words. The exact words of the Tanya. Ukemosha benishmas ha'adam. Just like by the soul of a person. Ikur gilui kol sachiyus b'mochin. The main revelation of the overall life force is in the brains, v'chol evar mekablim or v'koch levad hameir lohemim mekor gila chishib moichin, and all the body parts receive a light and a power that illuminates to them from the source that's revealed of the life that's in the brains. Footnote, Aleph. Madrega Zushal Etzem Achias, this level that he's calling Etzem Achias, the essential of the life. All right, that's what he's calling. Hashayra B'moyach, that rests in the brain. Nikras, that's called Gilui, that's revelation. What does it mean? Kiyafu Bisha Gilu B'Poel Hu B'Spashas Chuv, even though really the revelation is when it only spreads out and gives life to the body part. Mikomo, still all he calls the Etzem Achias, the essential life force, who has Cholas Inigus, the beginning of the revelation. So that's what's trying to correct you. He says the Ikur Gili, when he says the main Gili, it's not yet revealed. It's that what's going to lead into that Gili. Kimas Vatsus Neshama, because the essence of soul, Emo Sheikhus Klal Lachos Ispashkuf, because the essence of soul doesn't give, spread out and give life to the body. That's not the Atzmus is the neshama, mashen etzem hachius, but the essential of the life force, huma kor v'sherskiu. That's the source of revelation. V'nimsa comes out. Shabachlos in general, hein basement. There's two levels. Mahus va'atzmus neshama, the essence of the soul, the essence of the soul. Husuglatzmus is its own category. V'ninacher me'inyonim ispashmuv, and that's a totally different aspect than the aspect of what spreads out to the body. And then you have the Etzem Hachius, the essential life force, Vispashtus Achius, and the spreading forth of life, because in general, Hey Madrigashin, that's the second level, Shatzadashav, what's the common denominator? It gives life to the body. That's the second one. Elashiesh, Kefishu, Be Etzem, Ubekoch, we have like what is essential and what's in potential, Viesh, Kefishu, Vispashtus, Bepol, and that which really actually spreads out. So therefore, he says, next column, Etzem Achias, the essential life force, Nikra Khan, that's called Ikur Gilui Klolus Achias. That's what he calls the main overall life force that's revealed. Kikasher Hagilu Mispashi Befer Befal, when the revelation actually spreads out to the bodies, actually, Harei Urak HaOrabo Vadmechus, it's only a ray alone from the light. V'dafka b'makor agilu miskar kochis, but dafka in the root of what's revealed is revealed the whole light. So that's what's in the brain. It's beginning to get revealed. Okay. All right. Bays, footnote Bays, where he says, and all the bodies receive, he says, or and koach, light and power. So Rabbeinu Medayik, Shemakablim, or v'koach. Kibispashus achias asa, when the life force spreads out, yesh beizim yom medayikus. There's two levels, two concepts. Aleph, chius pratios, individualized life force. Shekolever makabu b'shem chavet. Every body part gets a different individualized life force. And base, chius klos, an overall life force. Shekolever makabu b'shem chavet. They all get. All right? So therefore, or light, hu achius haklos. It's the overall life force. Shor me'ein hamor, it's like the illuminator. V'ein b'his chalkos prati. The sun just shines out equally everywhere. But koyach, that's the individual life force. That individual is one. That's not the main revelation. That's only one detail. And the brains, that's when the overall life force is revealed. But even that which separates to the body, that's not the main revelation. That which goes into the body, miskalbo, and actually is revealed, huraka orma makor, it's only a ray from the source, veda miskal kamoshu, and it isn't as it really is. Vikar gili klos achius kamoshu b'mochem. The main thing is in the brain. In other words, the main real light sort, like the sun. The sun, there's no rays in the sun. There's no rays in the sun. Right? The main thing is the sun. The sun is its own thing. And the sun yet doesn't do anything, but the rays that come out. That's, so he's saying the brain is like the sun. It's all there, but nothing's coming out. And the rays now come out, and they give general life. And then as it hits certain things, it gives specific light due to the interaction of what it hits. Okay, next page. So it is exactly with this mushal, the main revelation of this overall drawing forth of life to give existence and life to the worlds and the creatures that are in there. Hu malubash, it is filtered. V'nichlal, now what is that light filtered in? What is it filtered in? Nichol beretzono v'chachmaso ubinaso v'dato yisborach hanikar b'shem moichim. That's included in the will, that's the keser, the wisdom, that's the chachma, the bina, and the das. That's called the brains. All right? That is the brains of the operation. That's like the brains of the body. So Hashem, so to speak, has the same thing. And where do they take expression from? In the Torah and the mitzvahs. Torah and the mitzvahs is that core, brain. Commentary, HaTorah, what is Torah? Hi chachmaso ubinaso v'daito. That is the expression of God's chachma bina da. Mitzvahs, what are that? Hemrit Sonis Baruch. It's the will of Hashem. Ubatara mitzvahs, when you have the two together, Shevachinas Hamoicha Bichriachel, it's at the aspect of the brains, as it were. Vahem Malubash, it's now filtered and enclosed. Klolos Hamshachas Achias Lachas Olmos. That is what gives the life to the world. In other words, how's your body stay alive? The brain is sending energy, waves, whatever, impulses. That's keeping it alive. And if the brain doesn't send it, you're dead. When the brain sends it in the brain, you don't know what's going on. But when it comes out of the brain, it's very unique, and it hits. So, and that brain all got it from the overall neshama. So the overall neshama, God's everywhere. Now, where is God localizing it, as it were, that from there will go the impulses? because that's the brain, Chachma Bidas and Rasa, and that's Torah and Mitzvahs, in theory. In theory, it's God has written the Torah. That's it, that's the brain. Now, the impulses have to go from the Torah and from the action of Mitzvahs, as we will see. Right? If it's in the brain, nothing's happening yet. The impulse has to come out. When the impulse goes out, now something happens. So the Torah, God created the Torah before he created the world. He had a Ratzon before he created the world, didn't he? He had mitzvahs. It was all there. It was the brains. All right? Now, obviously, what has to happen? We got to learn the Torah. We got to do the mitzvahs. And it sends the impulses, as he will explain.
It's only the Jewish people.
Yeah, v'giloi klolos hamshocha, and the revelation of that total energy flow, zuhu mekorachius, that's the source of the life. Asher holomus mekablim kol echad v'pratos, all the worlds get a detail of that. Rak ha'ara mispashetes, only a ray flows, spreads, u'meira memokor zeh, and it flows from this place. Like light rays that shine from the sun, or like the powers that give the body parts different ability that comes from the brain. Commentary: the mochin hal yonin, in the supernal brains, which are Torah mitzvahs, nimshach kol achias konshi, all the life comes as it is. V'makorachias is the root of life. And from there spreads out the light to the worlds. And every world gets its source of, it gets its light from the source of light based on its nature. It gets what it needs. Okay, says the Tanya. And this root, this is what we call that middle stage. That's that middle stage. This middle stage, the will of Hashem, Torah mitzvahs, all that stuff. We're ready to send out the energies. Right, that level, Hanikra, Alma Diskalia. Now, it's given many names, many names. It's called Alma Diskalia, the revealed world. Umatronisa, the matron, the one who takes care of the queen. Ve'ema Tata, and the mother of the lower worlds. Ushchina, it's also called the Shchina. Milashin, from the words of Ishachanti Besochem, and I will dwell within you. And now he's going to explain all the four words, as it's going to, he's going to tell you soon, there are four levels of this. Oh. This middle,
they're not synonyms. It's
four levels. Just like chachma, keser, chachma, bina, das. Right, and your body, your brain's got four parts. Mystically, it's in the spheros, the will, the chachma, the bina, the das. Four. Okay, so it's the same thing in Hashem's quote-unquote brain. Okay, those spheros, right? That's that, and part of that is the Shekhinah. Okay, why? So now he's going to explain these four, right? He's going to go through each one, and then we're not going to get through all of them today, and then the commentary we're going to not get to today is going to show you how one is a higher level. Just like in the brain, there's a higher, it's not just one brain. There's, again, I'm not a scientist to tell you exactly, but there's a higher level of the brain and a lower levels. There's different levels. Whatever causes you to have chachma in the brain comes from one part of the brain. Bina comes from another part. And das comes from another part. And the rutzen, they're all from different parts. So let's just start the first one. Al shem, for the name shemakor zeh, this root, Ureishi Siskalos Orso. It's the beginning of the revelation of the infinite light. That's why it's called the world of the revealed world. It's not revealed yet, but it's the beginning. The Ratzon. You don't see anything in Ratzon, but it's the beginning. Without the Ratzon, nothing's going to get revealed. It's the beginning of the revelation. Asher Mamshich Omer Lom, from there will flow light to the worlds, but in a revealed way. But without the Ratzon, you don't want to reveal. Nothing's going to get revealed. Commentary: Time Hashem. Why is it called Alma Dizgali, the revealed world? Who Al Shem? Because why? Shemakorza, this root, who raised Jesus Christ, so it's the beginning of the revelation of the infinite light. Rabbeinu Mosi Vod, and the Rebbe adds, excuse me, Asher Mamshich. flows umer lamas and illuminates the worlds bebechinas gili with an aspect of revelation. Futam, and that becomes the reason l'shem matroniso, why it's called matroniso, the matron. Matroniso, what does it mean? He hamalka, she's the queen, really, the queen. So ayoda misgalim in yonam ha-melech alam, that through her is revealed the content of the king over the people. V'cheinu b'inyanenu, same thing with our topic. Mikorachius, the source of the life, who amtsoi is the means, shal yodu meir ha'in sof nimshachas olamos, it's going to be revealed to the worlds. Okay, so that's why you got those first two names. It begins to reveal it. You've got the will, it begins to be revealed. That's going to be the chachma, obviously. V'tam Hashem emet ha'to, what about lower mother? What is he? The Ketanya says, umakor zeh, and the umakor, and from that root, nimshach l'chol echad, comes to each one, ho'or v'chiyas proterol, the individualized energy now comes. Commentary, mimakor zeh, from this root, nimshach l'chol olam olam ho'or v'chiyas proterol v'chiyas, now comes a specific energy light that is appropriate for each one of those receivers. V'al derech emad abad, it's like a mother of children. That's what a mother is. Shemimenu mekorach yishukomet. The mother is the source of the life of the kids. And we'll see that's going to be the bina. Because from the bina comes the midos. Okay. We'll see. V'tam Hashem shechina. What about shechina? That's what Tanya says. V'shoichein, and it rests. This explains how the energy rests. Umislabesh, and it becomes enmeshed, besochem, within them, lachayosim, to give them life. That's the actual, it got in. The energy got in. And that, because it rests, it has to rest. So it comes out, as the commentary is going to tell us, there's four levels, there's four stages. First, the root of it all, the revealed world, that's going to be the will. The keser, the desire, the will. But there's nothing happened yet. It's I want, but it doesn't even begin to. But without that want, it's not going to be revealed. Then the matron begins to pass on the queen what the king's will is. King tells the queen the will. Says, okay, now we're going to give further. We're getting some knowledge of that will. It becomes a little more concrete. This is the chachma. Right now, we're going to have to send out specific energies. That's the mother to the children. That's the bina, right? And then when it actualizes, enmeshed within, it hits the spot. That's going to be the das. That's going to be the reality of that. Okay, we'll stop here. So tomorrow, next week, we'll start footnote Dalid, which will review what I just said in more detail and expand. So remember, we're talking about the second level, the brains of the operation, and how we've divided up into four subcategories of the brains. And we didn't yet get to the point of how it's enclosed. Because remember, if without the filter, you'd be seeing the Shekhinah inside of yourself. It's not going to happen. So we'll have to see how that works out. All right, we're still in the middle.